I feel like now is the time for me to say I told you so.
What do you mean? Now that Jack's invisible, he, and by extension, we, can get back at the Invisible Man. We've evened the playing field. Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, you know, Algy, I thought the same thing before I realized I couldn't get visible again. Dr. Quay, do you have any ideas about this? I'm guessing you've never had an invisible patient before.
Honestly, I'm not sure what to make of the situation. By all logic, if a human were to assume a form that neither absorbs nor reflects light, they should be, blind.
Nope. Definitely not that. I don't think I'd be feeling so embarrassed if I were.
Aw, don't be embarrassed, Jack. You were just trying to help us, right? I think that was very noble of you.
Yeah, I did it for the team, and not for any other shallow or impulsive reasons.
See? You're good. And don't worry, I called somebody to help.
Who?
One of the smartest people I know.
You don't mean...
Never fear, the scientist is here! Where's the invisible guy?
I'm really beginning to hate this.
Whoa! Now that is awesome! If I were you, I'd never want to be visible again. But, hey, who am I to judge? What's important is, if you want to get back to normal, I'm confident that science has an answer! Here, put your hand on this machine here.
Ow! What was that?
High voltage Van de Graaff generator. Thought we could try shocking the invisible out of your system.
He's going to kill me.
What was that?
I think what Jack means is perhaps we should try more mundane solutions before we, resort to electrocution.
Great point. So, any reasonable ideas on how to fix this?
What if you tried shapeshifting into somebody else? Somebody else would have to be visible. Okay, I guess the Invisible Man proved us wrong on that front, but...
Okay, I got it. Did it work?
No. Sorry.
How about now?
No, but I'm so flattered that you tried to look like me.
Ooh, that sounds like fun! Do me now! Do me!
Okay, that's enough. The more time we waste on me, the less we spend on the Invisible Man who is the actual problem here. You said he'd need to refill a supply of invisibility stuff, so where does that leave us?
Well, we figured out he'd most likely try to swipe massive amounts of that blood thinner from a pharmaceutical warehouse not too far from here. Sooner rather than later, if his invisibility has a timer on it.
Great. Let's go. Maybe then I can actually put this invisibility stuff to good use.
Jack, hold on. I don't know where you are, so I can't face you.
Take about a step to your left and turn maybe 45 degrees?
Yeah, okay, thanks. Jack, I think you should sit this one out.
What? But I'm...
Yeah, you're invisible, but that doesn't mean you know what to do with it. This guy we're going up against has, at the very least, weeks of experience.
I could still figure it out.
You can't even figure out how to uninvisible yourself.
Okay, fair point.
I think it would be less of a risk for you and this team if you stayed behind. It's nothing personal, I promise. Are you okay? Or...
Yes, definitely okay. I'm better than okay. I can spend more time trying to figure things out. I'll be fine.
Okay. Frank will be here if you need any help. As for everybody else, we'll meet in the magjet in 10.
Okay, Jack, let's try to come up with some more ways to uninvisible you. I've got this idea, and I know what you're gonna say, but trust me, in a controlled environment, certain acids are far less deadly and painful than people think. Jack? Hello? Are we doing that thing where we try to see who can stay quiet the longest? Because let me tell you, I have never won that game.
You know, Liza's right. If you keep it up with this impulsive, clueless behavior, you're going to become a liability. You could end up being more of a burden than Algy. It's better to take some time and figure all this out. And besides, who cares if you don't get to prove to the obnoxious criminal who insulted you that you won a stupid bet?
Bet you could. Bet you could. Bet you could. Bet you could.
Oh, look. Somebody must have kicked the door to the garage open. guess I should close it, once I'm already inside. Now the door to the jet is open. Well, I guess I'll have to close that too. And it wouldn't hurt anyone if I went in there for a minute and then stuck around. I mean, hey, as long as I'm quiet, no one will ever know I'm here.
Okay, we're here. Let's go catch a criminal. Martin called up the warehouse ahead of time and managed to convince them to clear everybody out. Hopefully the Invisible Man hasn't gotten here yet, so we can have time to set a trap.
Won't the Invisible Man find it a tad suspicious if there aren't any personnel around? It isn't as if an entire facility tasked with the storage and distribution of pharmaceutical drugs can simply put up a sign saying that they're out to lunch.
Ahem.
Oh, I suppose that they can. With very assertive penmanship.
Ah! Did you guys hear that?
What?
Like somebody getting smacked in the face by a door.
Ow!
What if it's the Invisible Man?
I think if it was, he would have already tried to beat the crap out of us again.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, we need to set up something fast if we want to get ahead of the Invisible Man.
Do you think that we should consider referring to him as something other than the Invisible Man?
As soon as we catch him and manage to get his name, we will.
So far, so good. Now you can prove the invisibility thing was all worth it. All you have to do is get to the Invisible Man first without the rest of the team knowing, then catch him. By yourself. This was a bad idea. How can I not think this was a bad idea?
Bad. Bad. Bad.
Oh, yeah. That's how. It'll be fine. I can handle this. I just need a good opportunity. Huh? Bingo. Hello? Anybody in here? And it's a supply closet. How am I supposed to secretly help with this case if the one time I hear a suspicious noise, there isn't even anything around?
Oof. Who are you? What are you doing here?
I was looking for you.
Wait a minute. You're the guy from that investigator business who keeps trying to catch me. What is it? Jeff? Jim?
It's Jack.
So, you actually went invisible, huh? How'd you do it?
I don't have to tell you. Can we stop it with the shoving each other into things? This is a really small closet, and it's ridiculous for either of us to think we'll get the upper hand in here while both of us are invisible.
Good point. So, I'm guessing, however you ended up like that, it wasn't the same way that I did it.
Why? How did you do it?
Hey, if you're not going to tell me your story, I don't see why I have to tell you mine. Then again, while I enjoy watching you and your team fail to catch me over and over again, it's getting a little boring. If I key you in on something, it could make things more fun for me. It'd be like playing a game against myself. A smart person's game. Like chess.
Oh yeah? That sounds like a very good idea. Please explain everything you want.
All right. But listen closely, because I'm only going to say this once, and don't expect me to give you all the details either. I had this job for a publishing company. I wanted to publish new, intellectual, and inspiring literature. But they stuck me with classic literature. Do you know how boring it is reading the same dull, overly wordy tripe day after day after day? I couldn't take it anymore. So I did what any sensible person in my situation would have done. Stole some books, got in my car, and started to drive. After I got going, I started making some stops in places with alcohol. And one day, while I had a stopover in your town, I started making my way through one of the books and a few cases of beer and, well, basically, I got so drunk I thought it'd be fun to try the whole Invisible Man bit for real. I spent all my cash on materials and wandered into some random cave. You can probably guess how surprised I was when the experiment actually worked. For whatever reason, in that cave, the defunct science I'd read in a book gave real results. It was like some kind of miracle. Or maybe an interdimensional something or other. Who cares? All that mattered was that the next morning when I tried the whole thing again, sober, and it still worked, well, that's when the fun really started. Being an invisible thief is a huge improvement over a lame desk job.
So that's it? You just decided to turn invisible and rob people because you were bored?
Yeah. Not everybody has to have some kind of deep backstory to want to become a criminal, you know.
Sure, sure.
But you see, the most important thing about this setup, the thing you really have to know, is how easy I can get away.
What? Hey! You tricked me!
You say that like it was hard. And now, I'm going to dupe your friends and get me my reward.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
You mind running through the plan one more time?
Okay, we already put the bucket on the edge of the door. So when the invisible man opens it to come in, it'll tip over and dump the paint all over him so we can see him. And he'll be slippery, so when he tries to move, he'll definitely fall over. And once he's down, that's when we jump out and grab him.
Miss Kelly, where precisely did you find the idea for this trap?
From an old movie I saw once. It worked then, so I thought that...
Somebody's coming. We have a plan. Sort of. So let's stick to it. Now hide.
Ugh, what the... Is this paint?
He's down! Get him!
What? No, wait!
Hold him! I was right about him!
Wait, stop! It's me! It's Jack! It's Jack!
Jack?
Yes. I found the invisible man, and I was trying to stop him before he made it here, but...
Hold on. If you're the one we caught, doesn't that mean the invisible man is still somewhere in this room?
Nice to see you guys again. Don't mind me. I'm just gonna grab this box full of meds and be out of your hair, cool? Oh, and thanks, Jack. Couldn't have done it without you. Okay, goodbye.
So does this mean we're going back to the drawing board?
Yeah, let's go home. Are you okay, Jack?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Good. Come on. And you're sure that's everything he told you?
Yes. It's not much, but at least we know how he ended up invisible.
I don't know. Mysterious fake science cave sounds a little made up. Are you sure he wasn't lying to you?
He seemed pretty pleased with himself about the whole thing. I'm familiar with the feeling.
Aw, Jack, I don't think you're that big of a jerk.
I wasn't talking about me.
Based on how you've been acting today, maybe you should be.
What did you say?
I said that I think we may be out of our depth with this supposedly reality-bending cave.
Well, if it is a matter of out of our depth, you know who might be of some use.
Go for it. Jack said that the invisible man is doing his work in some kind of weird cave. Do you have any idea what he's talking about, or where it is?
Really? That's all you needed me for? What am I, an encyclopedia?
Would you just tell us where this place is?
Don't see why I need to. You've already been there. Well, not there, but in the dimension where there is.
Does that mean...
The cave's gotta be in that supernatural realm you guys went to a few episodes ago. I call it the Scary Sphere.
Not the Scary Sphere.
The Scary Sphere!
He must have stumbled through the portal behind the bar when he was drunk and found the cave while he was still in there.
So does that mean that in the Scary Sphere, all of that made-up science stuff is real?
Obviously. You will not believe the number of times somebody in there has thrown together a bunch of body parts, shot it up with random chemicals, and run a little electricity through it to make a Frankenstein-style cadaver creature.
Hey, I have never experimented on human body parts. At least not intentionally.
I don't think he was talking about you, Frank.
Oh.
Well, if you're all through with your stupid questions, I'll be waiting for some actual fun. Call me when you try tracking this bastard down for the millionth time. So we're going back to that Eldritch dimension then?
Uh-huh. And thanks to the Invisible Man's ego, we know exactly what to look for. Thanks for getting the info from him, Jack.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Now, what the hell were you thinking following us after I asked you not to?
I was thinking that I could still find a way to help out, as long as I did it in a careful, dignified manner.
You stowed away on the jet! You're lucky I didn't know you were there, or else I might have thought to open a door and shove you out!
Gosh, if there was one thing that I fear seeing, it is an angry Miss Liza.
Yep. Redheads, let me tell ya.
Maybe I wouldn't have had to stow away if you'd trusted me enough to handle the invisibility thing.
It wasn't about the invisibility, Jack. I made that up so I didn't have to say it was because of the crazy, impulsive behavior you've been showing lately. And by doing what you did, you kind of proved my point.
At least that impulsiveness got results. Unlike your plan, which wasn't even yours.
Oh, of course you'd try to spin your mistakes into something that would make you look good.
What's that supposed to mean?
Let's just say the Invisible Man isn't the only one who has a massive ego.
I have a massive ego? I'm not the one so desperate to hold down the fort while the real people in charge are gone that I'm willing to sideline my friends instead of giving them a chance. And you know what? You're still failing at it.
Well, at least I'm not stupid and shallow enough to lose myself obsessing over a bet that nobody even cares about. I tried to help you with that and you ignored me. Why wouldn't I ignore you right back?
You...
It's getting late. I think we should turn in and start up again tomorrow. Maybe by then the real people in charge will be free and can figure out a better way to handle this.
Liza, I didn't mean to. I just wanted to be seen as useful.
Let me give you some advice, Jack. I don't think there's anybody out there who hasn't, at some point, wished they could be invisible. I know I have. But it's not about being seen or not that matters. It's being patient and considerate and knowing when to act. And before today, I didn't think anybody knew that more than you. I guess I was wrong. I'll see the rest of you guys tomorrow.
Well, this is super awkward. Maybe we should just cut to a little bit later.
Frank, I do not believe that now is the most appropriate time for one of your self-referential...
A little bit later.
Jack? Hello? This is his room, right?
Unless he decided to move out. And at this point, I wouldn't blame him. Jack, are you in here?
On the bed.
Oh, yes, there you, I see that you got the last of that paint off. We were hoping that you and Miss Liza weren't hurt too deeply by your argument.
Doc, I've been repeatedly tricked, attacked, and otherwise humiliated today. And somehow, being on the receiving end of Liza's verbal smackdown was the worst of it. I wouldn't be surprised if she never forgave me.
Okay, does that mean you wouldn't want to accept her invite to help us try one more time to catch the Invisible Man tonight?
Her what?
She said you could come. Something about her trying to be the bigger person.
Also, Algernon made a very compelling argument in your favor.
We think there might have been actual tears.
Really?
Really. Mainly because it sucked to see Liza chew you out in front of everybody. I'm the only one who gets to do that.
Yeah, thanks for that, but I think I'll bow out this time. Especially when Liza wasn't okay with me going in the first place.
Oh no, you are not doing that thing where you go all noble. Not after I stuck my neck out for you. Ginny, Doc, grab him.
I don't feel comfortable doing that.
I do.
Hey, I told you I'm not... Crap, forgot how strong you are. I think you might be crushing me. Also, you might want to aim a little higher.
Oops, sorry, but, you know, invisible.
About time you guys got here. Is Jack with you?
Yeah, look, Liza, I'm sorry for-
Jack, if you wouldn't mind, I'd really appreciate it if we just did our job and left the talking for later. okay?
Got it. I won't say anything.
Shh.
Right.
And we're back in the scary sphere.
All right, who do I have to kill for that to not be the designated name for this dimension?
I don't know. As dumb as it is, it's kind of growing on me.
Why am I not surprised?
Guys, can you please take this seriously? I'm thinking the Invisible Man's cave has to be close. I mean, if it weren't close, I don't think he would have ever made it back out.
I'll fly around, see if there's anything suspicious.
You might want to stay clear of the monsters!
Please, she's a vampire. Those monsters won't kill her. Give her some really awful job offers maybe, but no killing.
Found it!
Already?
It's the first cave I saw. There was a car parked in front of it. And I have a feeling nobody else around here drives. It's this way, come on!
Look at all the stuff he's got hoarded in here. I mean, it's no underground treasure room, but...
Shh, quiet. It's really echoey in here.
Shh. Listen, as far as we know, the Invisible Man could be anywhere. So everybody keep close, stay sharp, and for the love of everything, please be quiet. Wow, now I get why Carlton and Miriam are always so grumpy. But I mean it. A place like this could be full of booby traps.
All right, Princess. This guy's getting his scientific ideas from a book written at a time when men thought the best way to cure impotence was to get it electrocuted right in the undercarriage. I doubt he could come up with a functional trap to save his life. Not to mention... Did you hear that?
What?
Footsteps. About 3 meters in... that direction.
Should we move before he traps us?
I told you he's not going to... Shit, he trapped us.
Really? Because I don't see a trap. I'm running for it.
It's an invisible cage, genius.
Why didn't you tell me before I ran into it?
Because the result was hilarious.
Why, you...
Hey there. Hope I'm not interrupting. I've got to say, I thought I'd have at least a couple more hours before you'd manage to track me down. Good thing I came up with this invisible cage, huh, Liza? It is Liza, right? Thought I'd put a name to the total lack of leadership skills.
If you're trying to intimidate me, you should know it's not working.
Hey, jerk! This isn't over yet! We have friends who'll come looking for us!
Huh. Then I guess I'll have to make you disappear. No pun intended.
It definitely was.
Oh, I dare you to get rid of me. Then I'll get a chance to find out if you bleed invisible, you son of a...
Sai!
What? The Pratt's asking for it.
How about this instead? I take everything I stole, make a break for it, and leave you all behind to die alone.
I prefer the option where the demon tries to kill you.
Ditto.
It was a rhetorical question. You know what? I don't need to take this. I won... And now I'm gonna quit while I'm obviously ahead. Have fun in your invisible prison. So should I grab the money first? No, probably better to start big.
Are you guys alright? Where are the bars on this cage? I might be able to break you out if I...
Shh. If you keep talking, you'll get caught too.
But...
Why do you think I asked you to leave the talking for later? As far as he knows, you're not here. You wanted your shot to take him down? Now take it.
I won't let you down.
Well, that's it for the heavy stuff. Now for the cash. Ow! Okay, which one of you threw that rock?
I did.
You! What are you doing here?
Trying to put an end to this insanity once and for all. I've got to admit, I missed being the rational one here.
Where are you? And why won't you give up already?
What? Can't figure out where my voice is coming from? Huh. I think I just discovered one of the downsides of putting your lair in a cave.
Shut up!
You know, I'm surprised and honestly a little disappointed. I would have thought you, the supposedly uncatchable thief, would have been able to find me by now.
You think this little trick is impressive? Wait, how'd you do that? Stop mimicking me! Stop it!
Why? Had enough? 'Cause I'm kind of enjoying it. Oh god, I sound like Algy.
That's it. You don't want to fight me? Maybe you will when I try to hurt one of your friends.
I wouldn't if I were you.
Oh, yeah? And why is that? Oh, he's right in front of me, isn't he?
Yep.
Ugh! Wait! Stop it, you invisible son of a... Ah!
So, guys used to electrocute their dicks?
Yeah, under the right circumstances, it's a lot more fun than it sounds. But damn, did those suckers have it wrong.
Ginny, what are you doing?
Trying to see if I can pull this cage apart, but I don't think I'm strong enough. Ugh! Why is there never any good blood around to refuel when you need it?
Ginny, it's okay. I don't think any one creature of the night could bend those bars. But maybe two could!
What was that now?
I think I just had my first real person in charge epiphany! Ginny, Sai, I need the two of you to work together and use whatever supernatural strength you have to pull those bars apart.
Yeah, work together is not among my preferred phrases.
Now!
Okay.
Nice call, Liza. You are so good at this. Oh, hey, Jack. You need help finishing up?
Sounds good to me. Do you have any of that paint left? And maybe some rope?
I don't get it. Not too long ago, you were tripping over yourselves, trying to get even relatively close to catching me. Now all of a sudden you're getting all psychological and pulling off these well-thought-out plans. Did I miss something?
Let me tell you something, invisible man.
My name's Finn. At least you weren't smart enough to figure that out.
Sure. You know, Finn, Liza, you know, the one of us in charge you clearly underestimated, she reminded me recently about patience and thinking things through. Obviously, it paid off. Okay, I'd say it's about time to hand you over to the sheriff. If I were you, I wouldn't underestimate him either.
Hey, wait. Why hand me over to the cops when we could keep this thing going? I mean, you guys are clearly more worthy opponents than I thought, but I bet you that you couldn't get one over on me again.
I think I'll pass. Algy, think you can take him to the sheriff?
No problem, better invisible man.
Aw, come on! You can't do this to me! I'm a good thief, you hear me? A good thief!
The next day.
Hey, Jack. What are you doing?
Throwing these orchids away. I may not be able to figure out how to undo this invisibility thing yet, but that doesn't mean I can't at least get over all the other stupid bets I took. Ugh, goddamn flowers.
Jack, I can see you.
Liza, I know you're trying to help, but I feel like I was really starting to get something out of this whole making amends for my mistakes bit.
No, Jack, I can seriously see you.
Wait. Are you telling me all I had to do was sneeze?
Well, your allergies do affect your whole shape-shifting deal. I guess they must have triggered something.
But... You know what? The main thing is that it's all over, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, and even better for me.
Why?
I bet, Algy, you'd fix your invisibility problem before the week was out. See ya.
Definitely leadership material. Merriam and Carlton better watch it.
Hey, fellow investigators. Have questions for us about this podcast? Feel free to follow us on Instagram at wildly_productions, Twitter at wildlyproduct1, TikTok at wildly_productions, Tumblr at wildlyproductions, and Facebook at wildlyproductions, and shoot us a message on our latest post. Or subscribe to Wildly Productions on YouTube and comment on our latest episode. And most importantly, don't forget to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content and the chance to help us keep this podcast train rolling. Happy investigating! Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of David Manuele, Elena Garcia, Bryce Riffle, Tuan Nguyen, DG Holstein, AJ Somerville, Naomi Park, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Jamie Forney, Emily Folger, and Jessica Castro, with a guest appearance by Sarah Cannon. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Finn Nilsson and Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media editing by Tom Bellick.